What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Hidden Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, and I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I really appreciate your guys' time, attention, and ears more than you understand. It means a world to me. So let's just jump right into this. I want to immediately give you some value. I want to talk about the question I get a lot, and I have a video out on YouTube now on it, so you guys could go check that out if you'd like on the YouTube channel, but link in the Instagram bio as well, but it's just Andrew Georgie, and you can just type in Hidden Hustler Podcast, and you'll find it, to be honest with you. But regardless, the question is, do I polybag or shrink wrap my books? And I want to talk about the difference, right? But no, I shrink wrap them. Polybagging them is just taping the bag shut. Shrink wrapping is completely sealing the book or item completely, and then shrinking it to the size of the item, right? And fitting it via the size of the unit. So that is the difference to me between polybagging and shrink wrapping, and I shrink wrap them. Right now, I'm gonna tell you just exactly what you need, and you can go on Amazon and get it. I had a heat gun already, so I only paid like $97 for the initial startup of shrink wrapping books with the supplies, right? As far as supplies goes, so you're looking at about $100 to start off with. Just go that route, right? So here's what you need. You need a heat gun. You need safety choke labels. I put safety slash choke labels, okay, but pretty much, yeah, you need to make sure that you have warning labels on your units saying that the polyphane, or whatever they call it, I call it polyphane, it is chokeable, you know what I'm saying? It is a hazard. It is potential, issue. So be careful, and it just lets people know that, you know what I'm saying? You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you go and you see it on other things, you know what I'm saying? You see that the item's chokeable, so, you know, you can choke on it. So that label you need. You also need a impulse sealer, which will seal the polyphane shut and make it completely enclosed. And then you also need, obviously, the polyphane that, you know, wraps the book. So you need that as well. All of those things can be found in the link in my Instagram bio. Okay, but that is what you need, right? And it will help you out in a lot of ways. It will keep the condition of your item very much so what you remember it as when you sent it out, right? Because sometimes things can get screwed up during transit and, on the way there or on the way to the customer, and then it could not be in the condition that they were expecting, and then, you know, that may leave you a bad review. It's happened to me before, so that's why I shrink wrap, but you have a video on YouTube then how I break it down on how I actually do it and the whole process. So if you guys would like to check that out, go ahead and hit up the YouTube channel and you will be able to see it there. But other than that, I hope you guys enjoy. I wanted to just give you some quick info on the difference between, to me, polybagging and shrink wrapping and what I do and the supplies needed, right? And you will see the whole process on the YouTube channel when you look at that video. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much. I hope you learned something new. I hope you gained some value. And I hope to see you back and have you come back around for some more episodes when I upload them throughout the week. So I hope you guys had an amazing fucking day. Thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. And I will see you guys in tomorrow's podcast. Peace.